Sharing for Sheep by Zanna Davidson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Did you know when you're not looking, sheep are knitting lots of things? From hats to scarves to mittens to toys and woolly wings. Right now they're extra busy because they're on a mission. Each sheep is trying hard to win the knitting competition. They have from dawn till sunset to knit the best they can. And one sheep in particular has a very cunning plan. Ernie's trying to knit a blanket, my biggest one so far. And when I'm done, I will have proved that I'm the knitting star. But unbeknownst to Ernie, Olive's had the same idea. My blanket's sure to be the best, how everyone will cheer. All day their needles go click-clack. I'm having so much fun. My blanket is enormous. Just 10 rows and I'm done. Olive's making final touches. Hooray, I'm nearly there. But then she glances over and cries out in great despair. They're knitting from one ball of yarn. There isn't any more. There's only one thing for it. Let's have a tug of war. I need this yarn, cries Ernie, or my blanket won't be done. Olive snorts and shakes her head. You're not the only one. They stamp their feet. They grit their teeth. They stare with narrowed eyes. I deserve to win this contest. I really want that prize. Just then the wind starts blowing hard. A bird tweets out, beware! The yarn's all knotty. It goes snap and flies off through the air. It sails down the hillside. It whizzes over trees. As both sheep run, they bellow out,
that yarn belongs to me!
The ball has reached the town now. It's bounced into a store. Both sheep come tumbling after and get wedged inside the door. The yarn's landed in the basket of a lady in high heels. Olive follows stealthily. We're going to need some wheels. They jump on board a scooter and catch up with the bus. I'm not so sure we're welcome here. We're causing quite a fuss. They grab the yarn. It's time to leave. They take a mighty leap. The people on the bus cry out, there go two flying sheep. They cannon through a thorny hedge. Olive's lost her hat. And then they land together with a loud and muddy splat. Both sheep are in a soggy mess. They sit there simply staring. Do you think it's time, they say, for us to think of sharing? I'd like that, says a squeaky voice. Out peeps a little mouse. Have you got some yarn to spare? I'd love some for my house. So Olive hands some over. We still have plenty left. But then they meet a pair of ducks who beg some for their nest. And on it goes the whole way home, till the yarn has gone completely. I'm so glad we stopped and shared, and each one asked so sweetly. And as the sun sets in the sky, they both share one more time. They stitch and sew their blankets up, but can they win first prize? Of course they win. It's wonderful. Your blanket's like a dream. It's the most amazing knitting that the world has ever seen. Olive smiles at Ernie. Not only have we won, we've made a blanket big enough so there's room for everyone. Sharing for Sheep was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Mari McKinnon, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.